be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. So today, as you know, we celebrate Pentecost. It's the last day, really, of the Easter season, and tomorrow we go back into ordinary time. And I'm wearing red this morning, and that's a sign of the Holy Spirit, you know, fire and keeping people awake and so on, fire and enthusiasm. And it reminds me of a little story. A man and his family, his wife and four children. What do you call one of these big camper vans that you can, or an RV, right? And it goes off in this big RV on a tour around the country. And he's in the middle of the country, and he sees this quaint little church, and he stops outside the church. And as he does so, the pastor happens to be coming out, and the pastor comes over and talks to the man and to his wife and children. And then the pastor is looking at this magnificent RV, and he says, how many people can it sleep? What is its capacity? And the man said, "Oh, it can sleep eight people." And then the man said to the pastor, and he said, by the way, what is the capacity of your church?" And the pastor said, "Oh," he said, "it can sleep about 80 people." Right, I know you often get the impression when you go into a Catholic church that most of the people are asleep. Yeah, and we get so used to coming that we kind of often we're here, but we're not here. We're daydreaming, or we're someplace else. And so the Holy Spirit is about waking up, good, you know, being aware. Well, the thing is, what happened on the first Pentecost, for example, what we read in the Acts of the Apostles and so on? Well, nothing unusual, I think, because the people who wrote the Acts and wrote the Gospels had to kind of paint a scene so that people would understand. But the thing is, we all have the Spirit. We are born with the Spirit. It's from the time we were conceived, God's Spirit is in us. And indeed, God's Spirit is in all of creation and in the environment. It took us a long time to realize that. So God's Spirit is in everything. And so it's a question for us this morning of waking up and realizing, I have the Spirit, and then asking you, do you use the Spirit? Don't mean that in a bad way, but are you aware? That's a very important word. Are you awake to the fact, and do you use the Spirit? Well, how would you use the Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit, we're told in the Acts and in the Gospels, is a spirit of truth, patience, perseverance, endurance, kindness, generosity. And so maybe look at ourselves for a moment this morning. What kind of a person am I? So begin your normal day. What am I like on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? It's a Saturday. What kind of person? How do you get out of bed in the morning? That's a very important question. You might say, well, what difference does that make? It makes a hell of a difference to the kind of a day you're going to live. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you, oh God, another day. How am I going to cope with this day? And oh, gee, I wish I hadn't to do this. That's not a way to begin the day. You've got to get out of bed with a spirit of gratitude. That's one of the main gifts of the Spirit, gratitude. Thank God I woke up. I have another day. Wonderful. Well, let's make the best of it. I wouldn't say it unless it was true. But that's how I get out of bed in the morning. I get out of bed thanking Jesus that I have another day. And I get out with with enthusiasm. I get out of bed. I don't kind of crawl out of the bed. Get up with enthusiasm. Very important word. Comes from the Greek. And entheos. Entheos. In God, or God in. So do you live your life with a bit of enthusiasm? Entheos, God in, or in God. And that's a wonderful thing to have in life. I remember years and years ago, I was helping out in a parish over in Florida, and I was asked to officiate at a funeral service in a funeral home. And the family and the people who knew him said, well, Father, he wasn't very religious. He had no commitment to any church. But he was an enthusiastic guy. I said, wonderful. He lived life enthusiastically. So he lived life in God. And God was in what he did. And how do we do that? By being truthful, by being honest, meaning what we say, not just saying things, by being ourselves, not putting on a false image, or, you know, one person on the inside and a totally different person on the outside, by being absolutely truthful and open, by always living in the truth, living truthfully, meaning what we say, true to our word. Truth. That's a very, very important part of living in the Holy Spirit. It's not just about telling lies, but it's about being truthful to oneself, truthful to God, and truthful to everybody around us, not playing games and not using people, but being truthful. There's a story there was a busload of politicians going very fast in a bus, full of, going fast down a country road, and unfortunately the bus swerved, went in over a ditch, hit a tree and capsized. And the farmer eventually came to see what had happened, because he heard the crash and the noise, and he saw all, you know, bodies and these politicians and the bus upside down. So the next day he went and got his tractor and he dug a big hole and he buried them. And a few days later, the local sheriff was passing by and he saw the capsized bus in the field. So he stopped by the farmer's house and knocked on the door and he said, what happened and where are the politicians? And the farmer said, I buried them all. And he said, were they all dead? Well, he said, yeah, most of them. A couple of them said they weren't dead. But you know, he said, with politicians, they never tell the truth. They always lie. So, sorry if I offended anybody, but it was just not the truth in what he said. Yep. So that's very important, to be truthful and to mean what we say. And I don't know if you ever pray to the Holy Spirit. That's very important. You don't have to use any particular prayers, but when you're about to do something important, or you know you're going on a journey, or lots of things, I ask the Holy Spirit all the time to help me, because I depend very much on His guidance and His protection. And you may or may not notice that every time, before I get up there to read the gospel or come down here, I bow and I do a little prayer. And in that prayer, I ask the Holy Spirit to help me to say what He wants me to say, and to help me to be the person that He wants me to be, not the person that I think I should be, but to be the person that He wants me to be. And I think I can honestly say it brings about a joy in my life. If you are in touch with the Spirit, you'll be a joyful person, you'll be a happy person, you'll have a smile on your face. And every single morning, I do a little prayer in my own words to the Holy Spirit. And it goes something like this: God, pour out your Spirit upon me. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Give me your Spirit of wisdom, understanding, insight, the ability to see what is important and what is not important. Awareness of you at all times and in every situation, and at all times, awareness of the false self. Help me, Lord, to be true to you in everything I do and in everything I say. Amen.